I spoke to you some time ago on a podcast about what I think about when I'm swimming. And as I got done with that and I was listening to it, getting it ready to post, I realized, oh, you know, that's not all I think about. I realized I haven't told you everything that I do when I'm swimming. So another major thing that I will spend, not all of my time, but maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks, I'll find myself in the water, especially during warm-up time. I'll find myself exploring something about my stroke, either something that was I observed in another swimmer while I was teaching, and as I was looking for a way to help them with something, a unique way of working on one of their improvement points, I'll get a new idea, and I'll want to spend some time exploring that myself. Because, you know, it's something we developed together right there in the lesson. And so I'll pull that into my own practice time and go, okay, let's play with this. And I'll start working on and exploring on it, seeing how it affects my body, trying little extremes on either side of that. Basically, I use my swims, many of my swims, as laboratories for developing new ideas. So I like to experiment on myself as a good, responsible mad scientist would. He would drink the poison himself before the concoction first before sharing it with others. So I'll get in the water and I'll experiment on myself with these new ideas and see what they produce. So then also, likewise, maybe it's something in my own stroke where coach friend or swimmer friend has pointed out something in my swimming and they've asked a question about it and I'm like, either it's an improvement, it's an obvious thing that I need to improve, or they raised a question about it and then I realized I was doing it automatically and I wasn't totally aware that I was doing it. So then I'll pull that into my practice time and examine that and just start to develop a judgment about it. Is it a good thing or is it something that could be improved? Now that I have new awareness that this part of my stroke is there. And so, yeah, I will develop greater awareness and then experiment with tuning it in different ways and see what the effects are. And just kind of expand my control panel, my zone of controls in my body. So then I guess that was 1A and 1B, you know, different ways of thinking, different things I'm thinking about in swimming. So another major thing that I do in swimming often is I'll be writing a new blog essay, or I'll be thinking up a new podcast, or an answer will be coming to me that came to a question I was asked by a swimmer or I read somewhere. And so this very often will come into mind because obviously I'm there swimming, I'm moving, something is stimulating my nervous system and my thinking process about these. So yeah, often I can be composing a new essay, a new argument on something. It's not always about swimming. Sometimes it is about mental things, mindfulness or psychology topics, which I'm very fascinated by. And so I'll be pondering these things. But generally, if it is on a intellectual topic of this nature, usually it's related to swimming. Because if I'm off topic, if I'm off swimming topic of some sort, not closely related, that does tend to pull me out of really peaceful or efficient swimming mode. So I do like to keep in to something related to swimming. Just seems to work better. And I'll go with that. But mind you, when I am writing the essay in my head or drafting the argument or playing with different scenarios, half of my brain is working on that essay, but the other half is watching the control panel and flying my vessel, flying the plane. So I am even when I'm on autopilot, the pilot is still sitting in the cockpit, still in the chair, with one hand ready to go on the steering column, ready to touch any controls, keeping one eye on those instrument panel, just monitoring to make sure everything is humming along as expected. And then the other half of my brain, I like to think of it that way, is the other half of the brain, is then occupied with this intellectual puzzle or argument or essay that I'm writing. So, and I've, you know, you've probably seen other testimonies of people who've claimed to be out swimming or running or exercising in some repetitive way, and that seems to be one of their best thinking times. I would definitely agree with that. So I'm not always just glued in and obsessed with some focal point. Often I am able to slip into a mode, especially on longer swims, and let half of my brain use that energy and inspiration to make links and connections and synergistic responses to things that I wouldn't maybe come by so easily outside of practice time. So it's really fun how that works, and I don't force it. I don't go in saying, all right, I'm going to write an essay today while I swim. It's more like I just get in and I go swimming, and next thing I know, something in my brain is triggered, a chain reaction of thoughts, and I'm like, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, wow, hey, that makes sense. That's cool. I got to remember that. And so I'll start having a little dialogue with myself about that topic. So that'll give you a little idea of other things that I do spend my swimming time thinking about. And I'm pretty sure that is happening for you from time to time. So you're in company with me. If you enjoy doing that, and if you felt guilty about doing that, then I say, just knock it off. Feel good about it. Use that time. Let that energy flow. And boy, particularly if you're a writer or a thinker or you have to do problem solving, if the solutions start flowing, baby, grab onto those. Do not let those little butterflies flitter away. You got to capture them right then and there. And even if it means bringing your waterproof notebook to the pool with you and leave it at deckside, so when you get to the wall, you stop, jot some notes to yourself, and then you can head off on the rest of the swim and at least feel that wonderful relief that you captured those butterfly thoughts and got them down on paper, so then you can use them when you get out of the pool later. So that's also a really smart thing to do if you're a thinker and like me, and the ideas come when you're not necessarily expecting them, and you got to be ready. So I always have a notepad nearby everywhere I go, even in the water. So all right, there you go, and happy thoughts as you're swimming.